Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We're back here on First Take. Venture Global donating $10 per Saints receiving yards to their Catch for the Coast program this season. Venture Global innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. Their current donations are at $29,140 for the year. So thank you, Venture Global, for your donations. We're back here on First Take, brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Saints. Coming up soon, the Bud Light countdown to kickoff, 10 a.m. with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby A. I'll be here to break things down, and then we get to a noon start in the Caesars Superdome between the 5-8 Saints and 8-5 Washington Commanders. They just got back into the win column last week after had dropped, I think it was three straight games.
Yep.
So
they beat up on the Titans.
They're looking to prove a little something too. Obviously, still in the playoff hunt for this bunch. And the Saints really just trying to play spoiler and keep their hopes alive at this point. Obviously, the big news is Jake Haener making his first career NFL start. I don't think anyone outside the building maybe thought that Derek Carr really had a chance to be on track to play this game, dealing with the fractures in his non-throwing hand and also being in the concussion protocol. It always seemed like a way outside chance for him to be suiting up.
Yeah, if he was only dealing with the hand, I think there would have been some different questions. I'm not even sure if he's cleared the concussion protocol yet.
Right.
And, you know, Derek's dealt with several concussions since joining the Saints, right? Like, there was multiple games last year he left in the concussion protocol. So it's not like this is his first go-around in that. So I think it's smart to play it safe. I do think they'd like to have him down there and be a resource for Jake on the sideline. So we'll see if he is in the building. I think if you haven't cleared the concussion protocol, you cannot be on the sideline. So we'll see if that's the case or not. Because I do think he would be a valuable resource for Jake down there. It's something that Jake talked about. He's been very helpful for him all week. He actually gave him 10 tickets into his box.
Very cool, right? Fresno State buddies there.
The car box, if you will. So Jake's going to have a lot of family friends in attendance. I'm sure his parents are going to making the trip to watch him play. But to me, if this is a game we come out of talking about Jake Haener as being the most important element, then you've probably lost the game. To me, what I want, I'd love to see a Kendre Miller game, man. I'd love to see a big game for Kendre. We had one last year in Week 18, and it just felt like he had some juice in that matchup. And you look at the Commanders, and okay, what do they do well? I think they've allowed the fourth fewest passing yards in the NFL at this point, 2,666 yards. But they've also allowed the sixth most rushing yards, 1,781, 4.8 yards per carry. So they're susceptible on the ground.
Right.
Right.
And we thought that about the Giants, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the Giants kind of threw bodies at the problem. and so you just had guys firing off, and, you know, they were daring you to beat them on the outside with your wide receivers. And I think that's the problem, is you go against these teams that maybe have had a hard time stopping the run, but then they don't respect protect your receivers. And I don't say that to, you know, as a slight to MVS, to Kevin Austin, but you go into a matchup against any team and they're sitting in their meeting rooms and like, all right, we want to make these guys beat us. We want to make Dante Pettis convert on a key third down. We want to have MVS be your guy, right? Yeah. And so we're not going to double these guys. We're going to send extra bodies in the run game. And it's on the offensive line, especially the interior. I saw way too many missed blocks on the interior. Cesar Ruiz needs to play better. Eric McCoy, I think, is getting into the mix. And so hopefully he's a little bit more up to speed than maybe he was last week. But if you can get, I don't know, 70, 80 yards and a touchdown out of Kendre Miller, and you can get kind of that typical Alvin performance, I think that's what you want. I think you want to pepper the running backs and let them move the chains for you, extend drives. I don't need big plays. I need extended drives into Commanders territory. And then when you do get into the red zone, you need to take advantage of it. You're not like you cannot be kicking 36-yard field goals. So I expect the Saints to be aggressive on fourth downs.
Yeah,
and I expect them to run the ball early and often. And if they can do that, I think they have a chance.
I know in our Inside Black and Gold podcast, Jeff, that I mentioned the Saints need a miracle in this matchup.
See,
and
I don't
like
that.
Yeah, right. You were like, that's kind of overselling things a bit. Well, yeah. Maybe things are starting to line up for this Black and Gold bunch heading into this game. NFL Insider for the NFL Network, Ian Rappaport, putting out there Commander center Tyler Biadasz is questionable for today's game with an illness. Yeah. Sounds like he needs to improve a lot to play, really fighting it. So Christmas miracle maybe number one.
What does that even mean?
I guess he's going through it right now. Maybe he's in a turtle.
You hear like day to day. Is he minute to minute?
Yes.
Is he like fighting?
Fighting?
What is happening? But no, yeah, I mean that would obviously be, you know, a good development for the Saints if the Washington Commanders are on their backup center. But I mean, like, yeah, you that's the only, like, I also would say, hey, the Commanders should go out and win this game. But classifying it as a miracle,
right,
is a little much.
I kind of over-dramatize things with the quarterback situation.
Well, it goes into, yeah, I mean, the quarterback situation makes it a really difficult scenario. But realistically, like, you know, what is a miracle? I think it's more, maybe some good fortune, right? You need a ball to bounce your way. You know, one of those, you know, Brian Brzee has been tipping balls up. The Saints got their hands on so many passes in New York last week. The fact that only one of them came down in DeMario Davis's arms, and even in that situation, like, dude, run, what are you doing? I think he was so excited that he caught it forgot. He was like, I got legs, run. Like, he was like, my Amazon Prime hands came in and I showed him off.
Well, how come he didn't order an extra pair for Derek?
Yes. Come on. Yeah, that's true. Whatever store he was shopping at, he needs to share that intel. But no, I mean, If one or more of those balls comes down in Saints' hands, that game is a blowout, right? And that can swing. Like, when you're getting your hand on the ball as much as the Saints have been, for none of them basically to just to kind of tumble into a Saints defender's arms is kind of wild. The only ball that tumbled into somebody's arms was on a two-point conversion. Colin Saunders gets his mitts on it, knocks it up in the air, and who comes down with it? Malik Nabers in a crowd for a two-point conversion. So, you know, I think it's like what you would call a miracle, I would call just good luck. I would call making a play and having it go your way. And if they can get a couple turnovers, if they can maybe score on special teams, right? You get a good return in deep into Commanders territory. You break off a run or two. I think, you know, you have to play this game from in front. I don't think you're going to have a lot of success if you get down early.
Right. And Washington's done a good job this year of jumping on teams early on in the first and second quarter.
They execute.
Right.
They execute. And they're consistent. And that's where the Saints have not been, is consistent. But no, I mean, I think that's the key. If you win the turnover battle, you execute in the red zone. I know Bobby's going to come on here and talk about red zone efficiency and winning the turnover battle. Like, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. When you win those categories, you typically win football games. And you know, I still think Jaden Daniels is a rookie. I still think you can rattle him a little bit in this atmosphere. He's never played in here without a pro him crowd. Right when he was here with LSU, it was obviously a very positive LSU crowd. He's never had to deal with an opposing energy in this building, so we'll see how he handles it. I think, you know, we'll see how confident he is. Is he really not a rookie like he's been looking, or can you make him look like one?
Seems definitely like a cool customer.
He does. I've never seen him be rattled. I never saw him get rattled at LSU. I've never. He's like, even that last drive against Florida State, right? The game they lost. It didn't lose because of Jaden.
Right.
Like, Jaden calmly in his first game with LSU in this building just took them down the field, and he calmly has stepped into the NFL. He's gotten some good fortune, though, right? Like, you win a game on a Hail Mary, you lost that game. Right, like you, it goes down as a win, but you functionally lost that game and you got bailed out. Like, that's a miracle. You know, like that, yeah. That's a situation where, okay, we convert a Hail Mary at the buzzer. That's a miracle to get a win. And the Commanders have benefited from that. Maybe they've their mojo has run out.
We've talked about, obviously, here turnovers being a huge factor, getting that pressure on Jaden Daniels. Well, Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister on Friday's Fans in the Pro had a little bit to say about some of the keys to the game against the Commanders, and here's what Deuce thinks.
How can we steal possessions? How can you steal possessions? I mean, stopping the run will be imperative. Turnovers, even a fake, and we've been very, very aggressive with fake punts and even going for it. But the Saints have to put some pressure on them where they can't run the football. If this Washington team is in the game and they're ahead, you know what you're getting. They're going to run it. And then the quarterback scramble has been a disaster for us this year. But somebody's going to have to make a play.
That was Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister with some of the keys of the game. And obviously, right off the bat, Jeff, mentioning steal possessions, which, you know, in this kind of game against a team that's been having success at scoring and number four in the NFL right now in points per game, you realize that with your lacking in certain areas, you're going to need a little help. And the defense is going to need to show up today and take a ball back or two and give it to the offense.
Yeah, if I had to be critical of you know, something on the Saints defense, they haven't been very opportunistic when it comes to taking the ball away. They were last year.
Yeah,
you know, what were they, +8 on the season, +10 maybe? You know, they haven't hasn't been the case this year. You haven't forced a lot of fumbles. You've been good about not turning the ball over. The Saints don't have a lot of turnovers on their offense, but they haven't forced a lot either. So it's kind of been you've seen a lot of games go like maybe one turnover on both sides, like last week, or, you know, against the Rams, there was neither side had a turnover, which, you know, results in a very clean looking football game. But when you're the underdog and you're a 7-point underdog at home, you don't want a clean game. You want an ugly game. You want to muck it up and pull the Commanders down into the muck with you. And if you can do that and take them out of, like, you don't want this game to look pretty. Like, you don't want the Commanders to go out there and be running these majestic looking shot plays. Like, you want to make them feel it.
And we've seen way too many shot chunk plays that this defense has given up this year.
Oh, no question. It's been I talk about being opportunistic. The next thing I would complain about is you cannot allow this many explosive plays and expect to win a game. Like,
right,
especially on the ground. Like, they've allowed way too many explosive run plays. Now, the Commanders are right there with them. The Saints are, I think, third in the NFL in terms of 20-plus yard plays allowed. The Commanders are right there behind them with 12 20-plus yard run plays allowed. And so, yeah, I think that's going to be, if you can run the ball and you can stop them from running, you have a chance, but it's hard to see that happening.
Yeah, I want to definitely see that Alvin Kamara, Kendra Miller duo having some success today to help out, obviously, the quarterback and Jake Haner. Shoot, if it was Derek Carr, you wanted that kind of help.
Yeah, and you need. I think that's the difference. Is I think with Derek out there, you know, the running back assistance would be beneficial, and it gives you a much better chance to win. But you can survive without it. Like, I think Derek can execute at a level that
now it's critical.
Now
right?
It's like you need it. Yeah. If you don't run the ball well today, I think you lose. Like, I think that'll be the difference between having a chance and not having a chance. Is forcing Jake to do way too much the way you forced Spencer to do way too much. Like, you didn't run the ball well in those games. Granted, you were going against the Chargers and the Broncos too. You know, they might be the two best defenses in the NFL when all is said and done. Like, those are really good defenses. So, you know, it's tough. Like, you don't want to compare these two guys. Like, I don't think that starting Jake this week is saying we're done with Spencer.
Not at all. And I hope people don't think
and vice versa. That wasn't the case when you started Spencer in week 6. You weren't done with Jake. Clearly, Jake is the guy right now. So, you know, I don't think it's, you know, while they're going to look at it and say, okay, this is a competition, and, you know, at a certain point you are going to have to decide between one of these guys, I don't think that, you know, Jake playing well today is a negative thing for Spencer. I really don't. I just think it's you're going to see where both these guys are when you go into the offseason. Like, okay, do we keep one of them around? Do we keep both of them around? Do we keep neither of them around? And we just move on. You know, it's going to be questions you have to answer, so... you know, a win today for Jake, you know, he talked about this, like, you know, it could change some things. It can change the perception of you, whether you're here or not, whether another team around the league is watching you and saying, hey, you know, you can come in and be our backup if there's
for
no
sure,
future
right.
with the Saints. So, no, I'm excited for Jake. I think Jake's going to have a good day. I do.
Looking at the Washington Commanders run game, obviously we've talked a ton about Jaden Daniels having that escapability, mobility, number two in quarterback rushing yards right now in the season. Only Lamar Jackson has more. But this rushing attack for the Commanders, they have a guy in Brian Robinson Jr., maybe doesn't get talked about enough outside of some people that are really into fantasy football, I guess. Luckily that their 1-2 punch there of an Austin Eckler, he's on the shelf right now for the Commanders. So you really just have to worry about Brian Robinson in that backfield, at least for Washington right now.
I've had Brian Robinson in fantasy all year. He's been a solid contributor.
Really
for
good.
Me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I clinched the playoffs, so I have him. He's resting for me this week. I want to keep him healthy for the playoff
run.
Glad
he gets a little bit of a breather.
Yeah, he's been putting in some hard hours on the Salt Lake Gritties. That's my fantasy team's name. Yeah, it's because I draft Taysom every year.
But Robinson Jr. 4.6 yards per carry.
No, he's been
season.
Good for them. He has been good for them. And
8 touchdowns.
And he's not the most dynamic runner in the world. He's very much a downhill runner, a one cut guy. He's going to try to. Yeah, he reminds me of J.K. Dobbins a little bit. Like, I think it's going to be a similar matchup. But you got to man up. You can't get moved. You know, the Saints need their defensive interior to play well today, and that's been the issue. They've been moved off the ball way too much. That's got to be better today.